Maybe you were the kind of kid who used to play in the dirt and bring home bugs in a jar. Maybe you still do. Debbie Castle does, but she's the associate professor of biology at the University of South Florida in St. Petersburg. So she spends her days getting a microscopic look at something many of us consider a pest, or even something to step on. She knows there was a time when it was considered strange for her to play with bugs.
As a young person, I had two brothers. They got the guns. They got to go hunting. I got the dolls. This is back in the 50s. And I'm like, no, I want to be out there exploring and doing things. I love the outdoors. So I'd take my dolls to the garden and got really interested in the bugs.
Specifically, ants. Some of her students have even taken to calling her the ant whisperer. But Castle's not spending her days torturing them with a magnifying glass. No, she's using her 5 university degrees to find out what ants can tell us about people. But still, when we think about ants, we think we can't possibly have anything in common with these tiny insects, can we?
There are ants doing work, organizing things. It's like standing on a tall building and looking down at humans. And if I were looking at the car pattern and pedestrian pattern and I were an alien, I'd think, well, these are really simplistic organisms.
But Castle found out that they are much more complicated than that.
So ants have emotions, they have personalities, and they go through moods. They sleep a total of maybe 2 to 4 hours a day. The queen sleeps 9 to 10 hours a day.
So royalty gets more sleep than we do. No surprise there. But what else can they tell us that benefits our everyday lives? Well, Castle says there are things going on inside an ant colony that can tell us a lot about social inequality and social responsibility. For instance, the queen's fertile sons and daughters are about 50 times in weight the size of a worker ant, and therefore require a lot more food. And that can become a problem.
Their job is to start their own family and produce granddaughters for their mother. And if it's too dry and they never leave home, they become a huge liability.
So the queen orders the execution of these overly dependent and complacent offspring. And by doing so, she can ensure her own and the colony's survival.
It's dynamic. It is the royals. It is the masses. It's the haves and the have-nots. It's inequality at its finest. And it's an exciting system to study.
Castle has also been able to draw parallels between the structure of ant colonies and businesses. For example, while wearing rubber gloves, she scoops up a handful of fire ants from a plastic storage container to show how they react to a serious disturbance. She then gathers them into a ball about the size of a golf ball and tosses them in the air over and over again. Even though the ball contains about 10,000 ants, none of them leave the cluster and go flying across the room. They stay intact. As soon as she sets them down, they scatter into thousands of tiny dots, just as you would expect ants to do. But they survive this crisis by grabbing onto each other and working together.
Their ability to communicate with each other and to accomplish a job is very similar to how humans do that. So I've compared colonies and organizational skills to corporations in this way.
Castle points out that drought, fires, and other natural disasters are to an ant colony what an economic downturn is to a business. She adds that companies can learn from how queens take care of their workers during times like these.
A queen by herself won't survive. The masses by themselves won't survive very long. But together, a CEO, the queen, and the workers together do better. And it turns out when they're on their own, their survival rates drop dramatically.
Such insights and her enthusiasm for her subject have made Castle a favorite with the university students she teaches. She says her studies of ants and other creatures covers her students' favorite subjects.
We're going to study food and sex, and what's not to love about either one of those? I mean, that covers it all.
If you're interested, there are still a few seats remaining for Castle's spring biology class. Just be sure to watch where you step. Michael S. Butler, WUSF 89.7 News.